Now, it's storm time again, or rather, I should say, storm naming time. Met Éireann, along with the National Weather Services in the UK and the Netherlands, have contributed seven names each to this season's list. Met Éireann's list was selected from a list of over 500 suggestions put forward from primary school children attending the ESB Science Blast. That was last February. Owen Sherlock is Head of Forecasting with Met Éireann. Good morning, Owen. I am a bit disappointed. There's no Storm Mary, but I suppose enough about me. What did make the shortlist?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the children at the Science Blast selected seven names. So we have a few Irish names, Cunnell, Dara, Nisha. We have a few kind of slightly kind of different names, I suppose. Izzy, Hugo. Let me see.
Is there a poppy in there? Yeah.
There is a poppy, yeah. Now, some people might be worried that storm poppy mightn't be too dangerous, but you never know. You have to be careful. And then we finish up with Vivian then. They're the seven names.
They're the seven names.
Ireland.
Now, see, I get, you know, the Cunnells and the Nishas and the Daras and so on, but how did we get to the Izzys and the Poppies and the Vivians? How did you decide what names to pick from the submissions from the students?
Yeah, so we got about 500 submissions. Some of them were for footballers. Taylor Swift was there more than once, famous YouTubers that children watch as well. So we tried to kind of reflect where we are in Ireland as a nation. So we've got the Irish names, our kind of demographics have changed. We've got people from different backgrounds as well. So that's kind of, we tried to be a bit more inclusive, and that's why we came up with those seven names.
It kind of, you know, when a storm is called something like Izzy or Poppy or Cunnell or Nisha or whatever, it makes them a little bit more benign, I suppose, than they can potentially be.
Yeah, that could be true. I mean, I think what we find is that people tend to underestimate storms with female names. And going backwards, looking at the history of storms, unfortunately, female name storms tend to be the most dangerous and the most destructive. I suppose, though, it kind of enables people to get themselves ready when there's a storm coming. The name is nice. It's interesting. It's getting the kids involved. But again, hashtag storm poppy will gain traction on social media, etc.
When are we likely to get to the Irish storms?
Well, yeah, I mean, we had 12 this year that we named, and we had two from our colleagues in France. So we had 14. So I'd be happy enough if we can get well into the winter before we get another storm. So the year before, we had two storms, and the year we're just finishing, we had 14 in total. So it can vary from year to year. On average, we get about eight since we started doing this about 10 years ago. So I think, it's hopefully not too many.
Yeah. Why did we start the storm naming? Why did we start down that road?
So we work with other 33 Met services in Europe, and we all kind of experience the same weather. And it's very difficult for us, our colleagues, let's say on the RT, given the broadcast. Oh, there's, it's going to be windy tonight, and maybe we have storms 2 days in a row. So it's easier to identify them in the, we can put the names there and then we can talk about the storm. Because the weather we get today, the UK will get later today or early tomorrow. Okay. And then our colleagues in the Netherlands will get it the day after.
All
so
right.
It allows us all to kind of internationally collaborate and put a name on something.
Okay, Owen, thanks a million. Owen Sherlock there, Head of Forecasting with Met Éireann. No Storm Mary, no Storm Gavin either.